We keep stressing the idea of making a choice. It's so crucial right now to make that choice because in that choosing, you are determining the fate of your future as well as the future of the planet. It is time for this planet to take its rightful place in the universe and fulfill its divine purpose. Your choices have inhibited Earth achieving its divine purpose. You are being given an opportunity at this time to help Earth fulfill its mission, its divine purpose, and the quicker you make a choice to help Earth fulfill its divine purpose, the quicker that will be accomplished. Many of you are dragging your feet, living in resistance, living in your memory of something going wrong, and you are anticipating something going wrong if you let go and allow divinity to assist and be your guiding light. Those of you who have a battle, and many of you have a battle with God that you don't even realize, those of you who are living in that battle, which is in your memory, from things that you have experienced or have been told in the past, are holding you back from a higher goal in assisting humanity as well as the planet from evolving. When you let go of this preconceived notion that aligning with the divine will cost you something else, or if you think we are giving you information to sway you to something that is not for your highest good, it all is due to a memory, and that memory has not served you or the planet or humanity well to date. So we are here at this moment in time asking you to align with the divine, trusting that there's no other place you would rather be than with the source of all creation, then we will have an opportunity to move forward effortlessly, more easily than we are now with the resistance that we are feeling from you. There are so many of you that are in resistance that it is holding up everyone at this time. Most of all, it's holding you back. As the energies shifted and opened up for us to be here, your efforts to hold on to the past has caused you great pain and suffering. The suffering and the problems you now endure are of your choosing because you have not let them go. If you would like your suffering to go, you need to let go of your old way of thinking and doing that has caused the problems in the first place. We would like to assist you, and that's what we are here for, and that is why I am explaining to you today what the cause of your challenges are, and the fastest way you can solve them. If you allow those challenges to fall away, they will. But many of you won't, because they are like an appendage. You are so comfortable with your memories of pain, suffering, and limitation that you are choosing to remain in them. When you choose to let them go, when you choose to align with divinity instead, they can be left behind and you can have a new beginning with us, with ease and grace, purpose and fulfillment. You will lack for nothing. You will lack nothing. You will feel fulfilled. You will have love beyond all understanding. You will experience forgiveness as you've never felt it before. And you will know peace for the first time in a long time, if at all. This is truly a new beginning for you and for us all to be aligned with the divine, have your planet on purpose, and have all in divine rhythm, order, and alignment. Again, if you choose to do it alone, you will have that opportunity. But if you are suffering today in any manner, understand that suffering may increase because you chose to ignore the invitation you are receiving today to choose to align with the divine. Those of you who perceive yourself to not be suffering at this time, but choose not to align with the divine, may begin to suffer as the earth changes its course and humanity experiences a new way of existence in alignment with the divine within. This can serve as your warning that should you desire to not align with the divine and you choose to continue on your own, you may suffer more than you realize or think possible today. So for those of you who choose an avenue that you feel best for you that is not aligned with the divine, remember you chose that path. You each have free will. You each are making the choice when given the opportunity. And you will have the opportunity to think about it, weigh it, and choose. But that window may not be open for long, as we have an agenda and we have a purpose to fulfill. And that is our intention here. So today you have the opportunity to choose. I hope you choose to align with the divine and join us at this most marvelous time and seize the opportunity presented to you this day, as this opportunity may not come again, or it may not come for a very long time. We don't know at the moment, as we don't know what happens until we know what you choose. For your choices impact the whole and each other. So the more of you to align with the divine, the better the future is for all, as well as the planet. If there are more of you who choose to go it alone, that will also eschew it in a certain way, which is not necessarily for your highest and best good, or the highest and best good for all, as well as the planet. It again is up to you. I hope you will join us this day, as there is no better place to be, I can assure you.